Hi, I'm Jeremy Schwartz, host of American Criminal. In our latest season, the child of Italian immigrants sets out to achieve the American dream. And if he has to spill some blood along the way, so be it. Listen to American Criminal, Al Capone, wherever you get your podcasts. Or to get ad-free access to the entire season first, subscribe at IntoHistory.com.
Everybody, welcome to this week's episode of the Just Sayin' podcast. I'm your host, Justin Martindale, and today with me, we have a very funny comedian, a friend. She has her own podcast, and we are actually going to be performing together in San Francisco at Cobb's Comedy Club on July 19th. Yes, it's Jessica Michelle Singleton.
Yay, thanks for having me. I'm so excited to be back. I love you. I'm excited to go to San Francisco. I'm excited to talk shit about what's going on in the world.
Yeah.
This is, I mean, you look tan, by the way.
I know.
Fuck you.
No, I actually went to the beach and I got, my friend Krista was influenced on TikTok by this SPF 50.
Oh.
But it has like gold in it and it like bronzes you as well. But also like I slapped it on. I was out in the sun for like 4 hours, not even like burned, nothing. I'll let everyone know what it is. I can't remember. It has like some weird
ass name. Okay, because I've been going out but then slathering on like SPF 100 and being like, why am I not a little tan like an idiot? Yeah.
Well, this also has radiation in it, so that could be a factor.
Oh, well, no, good. Get me out of here. That's... If I stand by the microwave, will my face get better?
Yes, absolutely. Now, before we started today's podcast, we were actually talking about my viral meme that kind of went crazy. Pump closed, RIP.
I mean, so devastating for someone. Probably,
someone, yes. I did not keep up with any of the Scandoval, nor
you know what?
The drama of Vanderpump Rules, because I'm a grown-up.
I mean, yeah, I never watched it, but my ex was friends with a couple of them, so I ended up meeting some of them.
Yes.
And based on only a few interactions where he was there, I'm not shocked at all. I once was at a pool party, and I'm not kidding, Tom Sandoval showed up with with his own karaoke machine and did karaoke in the corner for like 3 hours alone.
I was like, totally tracks.
Yeah, no, of course he cheats. He's like a cartoon character of a narcissist.
Well, and it also is weird too, because it's like, it's a TV show, you know what you're getting into, and it's like they've all like fucked each other, so it's like why is this like the
big thing?
Well, and it's funny too, because I even said this like couple podcasts ago. I was like, mark my words, Ariana is going to be on Dancing with the Stars, and guess what was announced this week? Ariana Maddox is now a contestant on Dancing with the Stars, and you know what, I'm going to go to sleep even earlier.
Yeah.
Because, great.
I don't
care. Good for you.
Yeah. No, yes. Good for her, though.
Pump closed down, and so I got a picture of Pump, and I hit up my friend Patrick in Canada. Name That Doll. He has an Instagram account called Name That Doll.
He's, by the way, making a poster for us. Huge, that's who's making our poster.
He's so good. I love him.
I didn't know his name. I was just searching doll in my thing. Okay, I'm glad
I
know.
So I hit him up and I go, can you please turn Pump into a Spirit Halloween store? And he was like, got it. In like 5 minutes, like had it. I was like, God bless you. And so I posted it.
I thought it was real.
Well, I posted it as a reel and I felt like such a grandpa because I was like, oh, shit, I made it a reel and not like an actual post.
But it probably got in the algorithm more.
I think it did. And so like now, like, even like a couple, like I post, I don't even remember what day I actually posted that, but like now it's like getting traction and I'm like, yes. So it's just so funny because I was like, because you were like, did that really happen? And I'm like, no, it was a joke. But that was the joke, is that every like abandoned building gets turned into a Spirit Halloween store. But the controversy behind it, everyone's like, wait till September.
I know. Well, I mean, it's like they're dancing on the grave of Pump. Just like, take that. It's a bunch of people in Lisa Vanderpump masks.
Lisa Vanderpump, like with like cloaks and like scythes. Just like,
yeah. Yeah, just,
but
here comes Love is Blind. Like, oh, we're taking over.
Oh, God.
We'll turn these into pods and do more episodes.
Oh, yeah. That would be great. Just turn Pump into like a production studio and fill it with pods. And we just like audition like new hybrids of waitresses and waiters.
I want to open a fake open call, like casting. This is the town to do it. But it's completely fake for reality shows and just be like, well, which one do you want to do? Okay, well.
And then throw them into one.
Just put up the footage.
Oh, my God. That'd be amazing. But, like, the other scandal, this is news today, was that the Abbey, as well as Chapel, which is next to the Abbey, both located next to Pump, are up for sale.
What's going on?
I don't know.
Is West Hollywood cursed? Like,
no, well, yes, but no, it's I don't know. I just think the rent is just so expensive. I think there's like one guy who owns like all of the businesses and he just hikes it up and up and up. And it's just like
enough is
enough.
We
can't do it. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I can't think like when I think of every time I've been into the Abbey, the idea of them going out of business, I'm like, how?
Mm-hmm.
There seems to be so much damn business.
Yeah, every time I go into the Abbey, my wallet's missing and I'm naked in a field the next day.
Yeah, and I thought maybe they were taking the wallet, so it's...
God.
Jesus.
But also, I'm just kind of like, what are they going to do? Are they going to, like, just bulldoze that whole corner of Robertson?
And make overpriced apartments?
Probably so.
I'm not kidding. There's new apartments on...
It's exhausting. Don't come to L.A. It's all just apartments.
It's falling apart. Yeah, there's nothing to do besides look at apartments you can't afford.
There's really nothing to do. Like, if you have a friend with a pool, great. Go to the beach, like what I did. But, like, if people are like, what's there fun to do in L.A.? I'm like...
Move to Austin. I'm kidding.
No, don't do that. No. But, I mean, there's, like, fun outdoor stuff, but it's, like, nightlife. I'm like, the nightlife...
It's really dwindling. It's going away.
It's going away. It's very strange.
Which is great for the Comedy Store. Mm-hmm. Honestly, come to a
live show. Perfect. well, let's get into some topics.
Yes.
This is the news. You know, it's been a slow pop news week because the head story this week is Jonah Hill. I was like, are people really talking about this? Because I'm just going to say, I'm not the biggest Jonah Hill fan.
I'm shocked. I thought you maybe had his face on a shirt.
No, but it is on my back tattooed. but I'm just, I remember, like, what was it? Superbad?
Superbad. Yeah, I liked, Wolf of Wall Street comedy. Jonah Hill is fun.
Yeah.
And then I feel like he's gotten to more serious roles. I don't hate him.
I don't either.
He's there. He exists.
But guess what I do today? Hate him.
Yikes.
I know. It's so crazy because his ex just unleashed all of these, like,
scathing screenshots
of him.
Bad.
They were dating, and she's not holding anything back. Her name is Sarah Brady. And so she's pretty much just dragging this guy. Apparently, Jonah was texting her.
Like rules.
All rules. Because, okay, so they dated for a little bit. And she's a professional surfer.
Yes.
Which is hot.
Yeah, which I assume isn't that, I think he met her. She was a surf instructor.
She's a surf instructor. And
professional surfer, yeah.
Professional surfer. And he came by and said, this is a list of things that you need to do in order to stay in a relationship with me. He also had a documentary that came out about mental health.
Well, about going to a therapist. And I, after these came out, I was like, oh, I wonder if he was trying to get ahead of this by being like, let me release. Dude, narcissists love to go to therapy and start using therapy terms.
Ooh.
And be like, boundaries and this and that. And that's why it's like, it's kind of scary.
So he's like weaponizing these therapy terms.
Yeah, that he's like, look how much work I've done on myself.
And now why don't you do it on yourself as well?
Yeah. Yeah. You guys should work on yourself. I did so much work, I had my therapist talk about it on camera.
My boyfriend saw that documentary and he was like, yeah, it was really good. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go.
Yeah, I just was like.
I didn't watch it with him. I was like, I don't really care.
I just was like, it's weird to have your own therapist talking about. I didn't watch it.
But isn't it also supposed to be private?
Yeah. And then if you're, yeah, and it's like, who edited it? Did the therapist get to edit it?
Probably.
I mean,
like some Hillsong shit. Like, you know, like the creepy pastor of Justin Bieber who's like, yeah, come to my church and let's document everything. But here are the rules. He says, you cannot, or he goes, if you need to surf with men.
Have boundaryless,
not a word, or spelled right. Yeah. Boundaryless?
Yeah.
Boundaryless? Inappropriate friendships with men. If you need to model, if you need to post pictures of yourself in a bathing suit, to post sexual pictures, if you have friendships with women who are in unstable places and from your wild recent past beyond getting a lunch or coffee or something respectful, Don't even know what that meant. I'm not the right partner for you.
Shooting up heroin in a parking lot with your ex-girlfriends?
That's fine. Black tar heroin in a parking lot? Go for it. But he says, I am not the right partner for you. If these things bring you to a place of happiness, I support it, and there will be no hard feelings. These are my boundaries for a romantic partnership. My boundaries with you based on the ways these actions have hurt our trust. Dude, it's, go.
Yeah, just... leave. Yeah. Like, you can't handle her having friendships with men. Like, yeah. Modeling? That was the weirdest one. There was another screenshot where he's like, I would never be with a model. And it's like...
You know your best friend's Leonardo DiCaprio, right?
That's so insane. It's deranged. And also just the...
It's very Nexium.
Yes.
Like, and, does she have a Jonah Hill brand above her pelvic bone?
Oh, just God. Like, oh, it's just his face. Is that what's on your back? Don't lie.
This has been Just Saying with Justin Martin.
Well, and also, unless, like, she curated these and erased her responses, the level of texts in a row, like, without even reading it, I'm like, this is already a red flag.
Yeah.
Like, it's just this, that, I'm tired of this. And at some point, he's like, I'm the best man ever.
It's a little,
a lot.
Red statey to me.
Yeah, it's just...
like, I'm the best lover you'll ever have. Oh, really? Do you think she's going to wake up to Jonah Hill in the morning and be like, love that man of mine.
Yeah, that's like, don't do this. Don't do anything you love. Don't hang out with your friends. What a guy.
It's very weird. I mean, if I woke up next to Jonah Hill in the morning, I'd be like, oh my God, put wet towels on it.
Like,
it's
I must have gone to the Abbey last night.
Yeah. God. But, yeah, and also it's like, does she think... oh, and I love that she just wrote understood. Like, got it.
Yep.
But here's another thing. Whatever happened to couples just talking?
Yeah.
To one another in person?
Yeah, what's with the slew of texts? Like, for fuck's sake, call somebody. Go hang out. It's your partner.
Yeah. Don't just be like, you can't be a celebrity and then all of a sudden just be like, oh yeah, I can just text freely whatever I'm thinking.
Yeah, also that's in general dumb. If you if you're gonna be a shitty person as a celebrity, send a voice note. Well, they can keep those.
But you know what? I'm calling it. She's gonna have some sort of an interview.
Yeah.
Whether it be on like 2020 or CBS This Morning or whatever
something.
It is. Or she will get a Netflix documentary, called Surviving Jonah Hill.
Surviving Jonah Hill.
It's going to be.
And it also has Michael Cera in it.
Well, it has to. He's like, I was available. But I do think it's kind of crazy. And I'm here for Sarah Brady. I'm like, I'm sorry, you're a model, surfer, badass chick. Like, Jonah Hill should be lucky.
Yeah, it's like, what's going on? I also, like, when I saw the amount of stories she had posted, because it is like, I mean, it's like, and I say this with love, it's the mentally ill going after the mentally ill. And I was like, I support you, tell your story. Somebody check on this woman, because this is very manic, like the amount that she was posting. So I hope that she's, like, doing okay now.
Well, probably. I bet she was.
I'm not saying that in defense of, I'm not saying she's being, but, like, you know, sometimes you get ramped up, you're like, I'm feeling empowered, and then the crash from that, if people are responding and saying negative things. And so I hope she just has like support and stuff, because you know there's probably I guess there maybe is Jonah Hill stans who would be
are there?
It's just Jonah Hill,
our Jonah Hill
in different wigs, and he's like, leave him, me, Jonah alone, it's not me.
But I bet she put all this out because she was like, I'm over this, I want it to get out, and this is the Jonah Hill that I want to die on.
Hello.
You know what I mean? I think she was just like, I'm putting it all out there.
Well, especially...
meow, meow, meow. Like,
yeah, well, that's the thing in Hollywood, dating anyone who's like in the industry, like having to break up with someone and then they're on a fucking billboard or something, and now everyone's talking about this, like, Jonah Hill's so brave for talking about going to therapy. Like, not talking about going to therapy right now?
But I mean, like, it was like chic for like... 2 years, especially like after COVID, when everyone like was locked up in their homes for 2 years.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, it's good to like talk about it. And, you know, I even say that on stage where I ask people like, and you see it everywhere. You see mental illness wherever you go. You get it. You see it on TikTok. We have a story later on where we talk about mental illness.
Yeah.
Like people are like, we're supposed to normalize it. We're supposed to talk about it. We're supposed to share about it. But when it's a celebrity, it's like, they did it.
Oh, my God.
They sat on a couch and talked.
They're just like the rest of us.
Yes,
they take their trash. They paid $3,000 for an hour of therapy.
Exactly. So I hope this Sarah Brady just crushes it.
Me too, and comes out, you know.
I think she will.
And I think she is, because it seems like it was a while ago.
It's just like, who are these guys who just think they're like hot shit?
Yeah.
And they're just not.
No. Dude, the amount of men who, the stories I've heard from people where a man who is essentially a trash can that for some reason a great woman has chained herself to, then like piling on and being an even bigger piece of shit when I'm like, you should be on your knees, thanking whatever the fuck you believe in, air God, and be like, I can't believe this woman even puts up with me.
Yeah. Well, since they have parted ways, he's moved on with a woman named Olivia Miller. So we need to check on Olivia Miller, with whom he now shares a child. The couple welcomed a baby this past May. Although the sex and the name have yet to be revealed, Sarah's got thoughts on that too. She says she hopes her ex, obviously referring to Jonah Hill, has a girl, so that he can learn to become a true feminist. Sarah thinks the fact he calls himself a feminist is now laughable.
Yeah, I will say I saw the screenshot where she said that. I hope he has a girl. And I was kind of like, I don't think that, because I don't think he's going to change. So
no.
I don't know if I want him to raise another man like him or just have a small woman who has to grow up living under, she's just going to like be dressed like a Handmaid's Tale baby.
Probably. But Jonah Hill should not talk, because he's like always... He's been, you know, fat. He's been skinny.
Why are we talking about other people's bodies?
Yeah, he's like, oh, this is what's hot to me. And if you have a problem with that, then we're not. Get out of here.
You're like, okay, bye.
Bye. All right. And like the story, bye.
Goodbye.
Yeah, so let's move on. Okay, this.
Oh, God. Oh,
okay. This came out, this story. I'm talking about Britney Spears because.
Of course.
Of course. We're here. It was stated. This was like over the 4th of July weekend, I believe.
This is so crazy.
It's so bizarre, but I've gone back and forth on this story so many times. Britney Spears was let out of the house one day, and she went to Las Vegas, and...
Man, why are you going back to the place that drove you to the end? I feel like Vegas...
It is very poetic. Yeah. That's like where she had her residency for so long. And then she goes and she sees this NBA San Antonio Spurs player, my hometown, Victor Wembanyama, which I just got that name right for the first time. I called him like Wet Banana the other night.
Oh, no.
And people were like, okay. I'm like, I don't know
the
sports.
Spurs.
I know the Spurs, but I don't know
like who's
like the
playing,
new
what's
generation.
Going on.
Yeah.
That's honestly one of the most surprising things about the entire story to me is that I was like, I wouldn't have guessed that she was a sports lady.
Had no idea. Like, I know a Sean Elliott. I know a David Robinson. I know, you know, Tim Duncan. Those are my Spurs. But like, don't know Victor Wembanyama. But he was there. He's also like 7'5".
Yikes.
He's huge. And so they were at Catch in Las Vegas,
of
walking
course.
In, and Britney popped up out of the woodshed like a feral possum loose in a Target.
Classic Britney.
And ran up to him speaking a British dialect.
No.
Oh, yes. She's like, hello! I love you! Like,
oh,
Jesus.
I hadn't heard that.
Oh, yeah. She ran up to him, chunky hair.
Oh, God, just full a full mess.
Cowboy boots.
Just looking like a drunk woman in Vegas.
Exactly.
That's the thing is, Britney Spears could be any woman on her 40th birthday in Vegas.
I completely agree with you 1,000% because she ran up to him. So the security guard is not putting two and two together. Like,
he's
oh,
just
this is
keeping an eye on chaos.
Britney Spears. And she grabs him.
Yikes.
And she's like, I'm a huge fan. And the guy, like, popped her in the back. Now... She loses her mind again. And she's like, this is fucking America.
Oh, God.
And she was like...
In the British accent?
It was like in the middle. But I think it's always in the middle with her as far as accents go.
Yeah.
So they're saying now, they have the video of it, they've determined that Britney has hit herself in the face. So after her hand was pushed off of Wembanyama by one of his security staff. So I think he pushed her hand and it hit her.
Been there.
She hit herself one more time. So stop hitting yourself, Britney. Stop hitting yourself.
I did it again.
Britney, God. But I mean it is crazy because you look at it from like a pop star perspective and you're like, holy shit, Like, you just hit Britney Spears in the face.
Yeah.
But also, I like to play the reverse on this. If this was, say, Lady Gaga walking into the restaurant and some Vegas woman or Vegas guy or gay or something was like, Lady Gaga, and grabbed her shoulder. Like,
and they're like, you hit Clay Aiken in the face.
No, that's okay. That's totally fine. I think you're the first, you've said his name after 10 years. I think you've conjured him somewhere. Oh,
God. He pops up behind you.
It's like, hello. It's like, God, in a British accent. But yeah, so it got him in some heated water, Victor Wembanyama.
Did they immediately know, or did they even know they hit Britney until the like article came out?
I think they kept walking in. They were like, we have a reservation, you crazy bitch. We're at Aria. Like, beat it.
Yeah, and then later they were like, oh, that was
Britney Spears.
Are we sure?
Wow. That's what I would have asked. Are we sure? Is it AI? Is it a hologram?
Is it just some other woman from Louisiana
who looks like Britney Spears?
It's Jamie Lynn.
Oh, it should have been Jamie Lynn. She needs to be backhanded across.
God.
But it sucks because the San Antonio Spurs have like a really good reputation in the NBA. They're wholesome guys. And the NBA, he gave an interview yesterday when she stated that he'd felt someone grab him while walking into a restaurant and he walked away without looking back, leaving his security personnel to handle the matter. Because why? That's what security does.
That's their job.
So he left.
Keep hands off of me.
He felt bad, but I think the Spurs have asked him to kind of take a break for a little bit. So he's feeling...
Because his security...
Well, because it's Britney Spears.
But also... And look...
I know that it's
Britney, and we all know that she's not always firing off on all cylinders in terms of making the best decisions. She should know better.
Right. I agree, 1,000%. I think it's like...
Send your security over to his security. Yeah. Like, she would love to meet him.
But this is what pisses me off. Her husband was there.
And did nothing. I can't believe it.
I know.
It's like he doesn't even really care about her.
I know. It blows my mind because...
He didn't even jump in. He didn't even go, hey, dude, what the fuck? Or just...
Like,
no.
hey, that's my wife. Hey, that's Britney Spears.
Yeah, hey,
that's my wife who's Britney Spears.
That's literally... It's Britney, bitch.
Yeah, nothing.
Yeah, that's... I also wonder... I don't know how celebrity security... In terms of hiring works, like, is that a small pool? Are people like, this guy, you know, like, I don't know. Is he going to be out? Probably not. I guess you want a security guard that'll hit anybody.
I don't think he will. They said that she hit herself in the face. And I believe, you know, I'm sorry. Like, I am all for Britney getting better. And
but you can't just run up on people like that.
But where's her security?
Yeah, who's stopping her?
Yeah.
Where's her... Does she not have security?
How is Britney just loose in Vegas wearing cowboy boots and bad extensions?
Yeah, that is wild.
Because nobody cares. But also it breaks my heart because it's like she had her residency there and then she had
an icon there.
And my favorite thing in Vegas was the Britney Spears slot machines. They were my favorite.
Oh, they were
so
really
much
great.
Fun. They were really fun.
Dude, I love slot machines.
But like, you love what?
I love a slot machine. I
do
just love
too.
A themed slot.
I do too. But like, ugh.
It's devastating.
Well, it just breaks my heart because it's like the mighty have like clearly fallen. We have Madonna. Madonna finally released a statement today.
Oh, no.
No, it's okay.
Okay.
So she's getting better. She released a picture of herself and she looks really tired and weary. And I have to say, it's the best she's ever looked.
I mean, yeah, be tired.
She looks so good. Like, her face looks like, I'm like, there she is.
Oh, did
there
she have
she
everything?
Is. It's all removed. Now, everyone's talking about the bacterial infection that she had. And they're like, well, what was that really what happened? And and people have said, yes, it's exactly what happened because she had all that filler removed. And also when you go under anesthesia that much, it can kill you, i.e. Joan Rivers, R.I.P.
Yeah, I mean,
so,
God.
Like, when you don't have time to heal and you're going through all those procedures so quickly because you have the money and can just be like, just get it done.
They should be more on top of that.
Yeah.
I mean, but it's also, like, I would argue, because I temped for a while at a plastic surgeon's, like, office. I, like, worked at front desk.
Oh, weird.
And he would draw hard lines on some people being, like, running, like, really crazy, like, the lips. He'd be like, I'm not doing that. That's my work on your face. I won't do that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think there's some people that it's like for the right amount of money or like someone's being like, well, I want it all done. I understand the risks.
Well, it's like Madonna. I'm like, I'm going on tour. I'm supposed to be on tour July 15th in Canada or whatever. So she was like, I'm resting. You know, I'm 64. I realized I went too hard on myself. And she is now... canceled all her North American tour dates. I'm sorry, not canceled. No. She's rescheduled them. But she's kicking off her tour now in October in Europe. I believe it's the, I think.
Look what you did, people in the comments.
It's Europe. And so she's like, I'll get back to the States when I feel better. But the tea is that I heard that she was not ready. Like the concert itself was not ready. It's very Adele. Like, I can't give you the concert you want.
Yeah.
I've heard that from somebody on the inside.
Oh, now, I'm going to do some snooping, too. I know some people on the inside.
But they said there was too many cooks in the kitchen. They wanted this, they want this, they want this, they want this. And it just kind of was just mess.
Yeah.
And I do think she got sick, which I feel like you could get sick and the show could not be ready at the same time. Yeah, it could happen. Both.
The stress of the show not being ready probably didn't help.
Yeah.
Dude, and those giant concerts. So, I mean,
I know. I'm just like, guys, get it together.
I know. The woman is 64.
These pop stars, though, I'm like, y'all. And here's another one. Jessica Simpson. Remember her?
Yeah. I saw her. I mean, I've seen her recently.
Really? Where?
No, just in photos. Oh, my God.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were like, at the Grove. I'm like, that tracks.
Yeah. So in Vegas with Britney. Why didn't you do anything, Jessica?
If it was just Jessica Simpson pretending to be Britney. And
she's like, I'm Britney Spears, trying to do a Southern accent. And for some reason, she can't.
Well, she just did a spread for, I want to say it was Bustle Magazine, I believe. Yes. So she, in this article, it's like new pictures of her where she's looking really like
old, like so thin
where people thought it was Jeffree Star, the makeup mogul.
Yes, that was the first, that's why I saw the picture, because someone's like, do you know who this is? And I went, that's Jessica Simpson, because I've been diehard from day one. But like
White Walker. Yikes. Simpson. Yeah, like Game of Thrones, like, oh shit, winter's here, like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Well, she was getting a lot of heat because people were saying, like, oh, she's on Ozempic, she's lost all this weight.
Well, she lost it. I mean, she did.
We have eyes.
Yeah, we saw you when you tried to be a face for Weight Watchers, and that didn't seem to do this level of damage. No.
But you know what's taken over Weight Watchers? Ozempic.
Yeah.
Poor Jenny Craig.
Watch the weight disappear.
Yeah, just gone. So she has slammed back and said, it is not Ozempic, it's willpower. I'm like, do people want me to be drinking again? Because that's when I was heavier. Or they want me to be having another baby? My body can't do it. Simpson may have published a memoir called Open Book, which was so good. I read it.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. But there's no indication that her life has been an open book, as in using Ozempic pen injectors. I mean, for a woman who thought buffalo had wings, I don't know if she knows how to use a
Ozempic
pen. What
if she doesn't know it's Ozempic? What if someone's like, this is for something else? She thinks she's taking insulin injections.
But those are for diabetes.
But it's the opposite.
Those
isn't
are
it?
For diabetics.
I actually know it works. Well, so is Ozempic.
I know.
Maybe it is insulin. I don't actually understand what Ozempic is. I just want to know where I can
I don't either. But I mean, it really made me like nostalgic for Jessica Simpson, because I love early 2000s Jessica Simpson.
Oh, yeah. Nick when Lachey. She first came on the scene, her with Nick Lachey, when she was Daisy Duke, I was like, And it
was
great. I mean,
but I want to know if she can still sing. She doesn't need to. She's a billionaire.
I'm not sure, and I say this with love.
Mm-hmm.
Could she ever sing? Or was it like just good enough?
I'm so glad you brought this up.
That she was hot and they did a little bit of magic. And look, I love her music. It sounds like she can sing, but it's also like, what do you think even about Britney? If you gave her like a classic song to sing, Britney sings Britney songs, but if she was. I don't know.
Well, it was in that manufactured era of like we have Britney, we have Christina, we've got Jessica Simpson, and we have Mandy Moore, and that was it. Willa Ford tried, but girl, no.
Yeah,
but
Haiku. Remember her Hoku? I said
on
Haiku.
This perfect day. Yes, that was the one hit wonder, right?
Yeah,
but
all my girls coming out with a public affair.
That was Jessica. Yeah, but I mean, I couldn't like. Do you have a favorite Jessica Simpson song?
There was the love one.
I think that I'm in love. But it started off with that John Cougar Mellencamp song, Jack and Diane, and it always pissed me off.
Oh, yeah.
That little ditty by Jack and Diane. Yeah, and it was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I just, I couldn't do it.
I loved her cover of These Boots Were Made for Walking.
That was cute. I always loved I'm Gonna Love You Forever.
Oh, that is the one. I was like,
it was dirty. Yeah. She's like, and I got down on my knees, and it's like dirty. She's like,
yeah, I heard that recently, and I was like, what in
She's
the
like, I feel
hell?
Your love coming over me, and I'm down here
that's
on
a,
me,
that's
my
a
knees.
Cum shot.
Begging, please. Yeah. And like her dad was like big in the church.
And yeah, she was like, what, 15 or something?
Probably, yeah.
Oh, God.
But it was always like that, like TikTok, there was a whole thing of like, can Jessica Simpson sing? Because she would always.
I didn't
like,
even know that. And I feel so vindicated knowing that.
Well, she would make up
people.
Words. Like her with Jules, she'd be like, try to kill us, try to bless, try to bless.
Oh, yeah.
And Jules just like, what the fuck is this? Like,
yeah, I wrote this in a car. And you're like, okay.
And then Ashley tried to come on with her for Christmas and she was like,
no. And then she's still lip syncing that.
Yes. But I would love to have a Jessica Simpson comeback. I need her to like be in the public eye, just do something, like give it to us.
Yeah, no, it would be fun. I mean, I do love a strong comeback.
We do. We root it. We want it. We
need
it.
Yeah, but it's always like, how's it gonna go?
I know.
Or you're like on the edge of your seat, like
you're
this.
Like, oh, they're.
Yeah, which I mean, it's like going to the Madonna concert. You're gonna be like, is she gonna be up there moving or?
Here's what Madonna needs to do. She needs to do Vegas.
Oh, Zempic. I'm just kidding.
She should do Vegas. Do Vegas.
I mean, that would be, she's perfect. Like, that's where legends should be.
Yeah, I talked about this on Juicy Scoop when we were talking about, like, yeah, just hire a whole bunch of dancers. You stand there, sing the hits that everyone
There's
pays money for. Lights, all this shit. Then you go into the floor, smoke, goodbye.
People will love
Easy.
It. People still see Rod Stewart. He's been there for years. I can't believe he's still alive.
And Elton John just said farewell forever. I know. I mean, but, like, he was like, I'm going to sit and play the piano.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, that's it. Like.
Yeah. No. It's also, like. Yeah, Vegas is also great for the old legends. I feel like old people are always so cold anyways, so it's like the perfect, it's so hot there. Just.
But it's also like Adele's there, Gaga's done it. It's Katy Perry's still there, keeper. Yeah. But, you know, it's like it's never too old. You're never too old to do Vegas. Everyone's always like, oh, you're out past your prime, beat it.
Get to also get to Vegas. Just go make millions in a casino. You're like, yeah you're right. I'm done.
I agree. All right, we've got... speaking of the kids, kid. Okay. Did you watch The Idol?
No, I started. I saw the few opening scenes, and I was like, enough.
Enough. Yes,
I get it. There's tits and sex, and
yeah, it was.
This is embarrassing.
It was so much, but I hate watched it.
Like, and, I powered through it.
But Sam Levinson, who is getting a lot of shit for The Idol, he also created Euphoria.
That creeps me out, knowing that's the same guy.
Same guy.
Yeah.
Does it shock you?
No.
Exactly.
Seems like he has a style.
Yeah.
And it's kids naked? I don't know.
I don't know. But season two introduced us to Dominic Fike, who played the character Elliot. He's a real-life musician, soon earned positive reviews for his performance as the singer-songwriter student with a mostly secret drug habit. He actually dated the trans character on Euphoria.
Okay, on the show. That was
on the show, yes.
Storyline.
But I think in real life they dated as well.
Oh, that's nice. Mm-hmm. Oh, I wonder if it was like chicken and the egg, if they met on the show and fell
Probably.
In love, or if they were. Yeah, that makes the most sense.
Or the egg and the chicken. Or these days, what is a chicken?
Yeah.
What is an egg?
Who's anything?
I
don't eat it.
I don't know.
PETA.
I don't know. Okay. I don't know. But Dominic Fike, he says he was a drug addict. And coming onto a show, you know, mainly about drugs, was very difficult. He explained to Sam Levinson, to Lowe, who's the director. He says, Sam Levinson, the director and writer, was like, he got me a sober coach, somebody to be there, you know, all the time. And it did not work. The singer confirmed that he filmed scenes while he was high and they had to use them. I was so fucked up doing a lot of that show. It was really bad. But, you know, I was reprimanded for it. I almost, you know, got kicked off the show. They were like, bro, you can't be doing drugs.
But what a great outlet for a drug addict actor to be like, I'm a method actor. I'm in character. And people probably were like, this guy is good.
He's got it.
He really seems like he's on drugs.
He's got multiple face tattoos.
Wow, how did he get his face so gaunt?
Oh, man. But he says he's sober now, which is great. He also opened up about his on-set drug use in the LA Times interview and gave credit to his co-stars for the fact that his scenes were still well-received. He says he's not an actor. It was more that I just had good scene partners.
Which is what every actor wants to hear.
I'm not an actor.
Which is what the 20 people who went in for that role love to read. Mm-hmm. Is that, oh, you're not even an actor? You're just on drugs?
I just got the job.
I just looked the part.
I just looked the part, and I told them I have a horrible drug addiction. They said, you know what, kid? Welcome to Hollywood. We got a show for you. You're going to be on drugs, and we're gonna put black tar heroin in between your toes. Come on.
We're going to make you a star.
You're on a strict diet of coffee and chicken noodle broth.
Does that work?
That was what Judy Garland was on. And Jessica Simpson. So he says that I think I'm a little bit looser on drugs, so maybe I wasn't afraid to do it. He says maybe I would have done better off drugs. Maybe not. Let's go with the first one. Maybe you would have done better off drugs.
Yeah.
He says that he's now that he's a musician, it's more clear cut to him as he described his voice as fucked up from coke.
Yeah. Ah, the old Amy Winehouse chords.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's see.
Season 3 will give him a fresh chance to find out how he can act when he's not using drugs.
It would be so funny if it's so bad.
If it's just worse.
He's like, yeah, I will be at the party. And like, stop finger gunning the camera.
No, you're supposed to be junkied out. He's like, oh man, it's not the same. Hunter Schafer was the character that he dated in real life, the trans character from Euphoria.
Oh, they still work together on the show?
Yeah. So she played Jules. They became romantically involved in season 2. And he says that he's done being in relationships right now. And
oh, he's every man in the whole world.
Yeah. So season 3 is expected to debut in 2025 at the earliest because
they've got to make a lot of edits to all his acting now that he's sober.
Well, he's got to clean himself up. And, you know, Barbie Ferreira has left.
Yikes.
Because she was like, I'm done with Sam Levinson and all that stuff. So, yeah, don't do drugs and be crazy. And if you are going to do drugs and be crazy, do it on an airplane like normal people.
Yeah, like the rest of us.
Did you see this viral video?
This is the woman who...
There was a woman on a DFW flight. It's gone all over TikTok and everything. And she gets up out of her seat. She storms to the front of the plane. She's like, I'm not going sit on this plane with that. That's not even a person.
Yes.
I'm gonna fucking get off and you all can die on here with it. And people were like, what is this woman talking about?
Yeah, okay, I saw that. Because she was like, that man's not even real.
That man's not a real person. To which I'm really mad at the cameraman.
For not panning
over to see what was being talked about. Now, of course, the conspiracy theorists on TikTok and everything were like, they were talking about the flight attendant who's blurry in this picture.
They're like, there was an orb. There was a weird orb.
There was a guy in a hoodie who looked like he was cross-eyed, but he actually blinks vertically like a lizard person. So, of course, all the lizard, the rock has been lifted. All the lizard people
are crawling
out.
They're like, this is my moment.
This is my moment. Lizard people are real. And I say, bring them on.
Yeah.
You know what I want right now in life? A lizard person.
Yeah. It's honestly, we could use a few more. I mean, we could use less of people like this.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Well, Carrot Top was on the flight. And I'm thinking, that's who the lizard person
about.
Was the whole time. Carrot Top dropped a firsthand account of the latest viral airline freakout, which saw a woman screaming about imaginary figures aboard an American Airlines flight. It's spread across, and he says, my flight, this is why we're all sitting here in a fucking Dallas airport right now, because she lost her earbud. What?
Wait, what?
Hours later, from the comfort of his bed, Carrot Top figured this was the perfect time to let his fans know he made it home. Bless.
Oh my God.
I'm in my bed.
Safe.
He says he's in his bed. This is what it would be like laying next to me in my bed. Okay, yeah. This is a lizard person.
Oh yeah, that's so cool.
So, sir, we don't give a shit about your
Luxor.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we don't give a shit about your bed, Carrot Top. Talk about the lizard woman. So, Carrot Top describes the incident as a day in hell of flying. He says, we were on a plane in Dallas waiting to take off for Orlando when some woman lost her marbles. He's a prop comic.
Oh my God. That's
I mean, literally screaming at the top of her lungs, fuck this, you guys are doomed, get me off this fucking plane. So we're off the plane, she got her wish. The whole entire flight was in the lobby because they're going to have to sweep the plane to check if there's to see if there's anything. I don't know. I don't think it's a bomb unit. Can you believe that? I was going to see the fireworks in Orlando, but the lunatic lady lost her mind, so we're going nowhere.
I'm sorry. You were on a flight. Okay. We can't gloss over the fact that you were on a flight, a commercial flight. Carrot Top took a commercial flight to fly and see fireworks in Orlando.
Yeah.
How big are the fireworks in Orlando?
Well, I mean, they can't say gay, so they're probably not that big. You're not going to get, like, gay fireworks. You're going to get,
You're leaving Las Vegas for fireworks? Did he have a layover?
Probably.
Carrot Top.
Yeah, Carrot Top had a layover.
Carrot Top.
Yeah, you just outed yourself as having a layover
in
Dallas.
Get a private flight.
Something. So everything has led up to, like, what happened with this woman. Some people say that she took Ambien and mixed it with alcohol.
Yeah.
I think she had a psychotic break because every video that I've seen lately on people nutting on airplanes, it's like a they always
They've actually snapped.
Open the doors, you know, they're just like, ah!
Yeah, they're like full throttle mental illness.
Yeah.
And we're just like, what a Karen. And it's like, this woman needs help.
No, they need help. They need help.
But also, I watched the video and I was like, that there wasn't one person going, okay, wait, what's going on? Like, if someone did that on my plane, I'm like, I'm gonna go with her just in case.
But also, I think this could have happened too, where when I'm sitting next to someone who I don't know, I do not go out of my way to introduce myself to that person.
Yeah.
I just want to sit here, pick my movie, and go.
Do you get left alone usually? Because I have resting.
Oh, yes.
You probably want to get to know me face.
Evan, my boyfriend, he's just like, good morning. Here we are. Are you ready?
Where are you going?
And I'm like, stop talking to people. But that's just his character. He's a good human being. But like, I'm so used to being surrounded by not good human beings where I'm like.
In comedy?
I know.
No.
So like, he'll just be like, oh, I can't wait to get this plane up in the air, you know. But if someone's sitting next to me and I see them on the verge of just full nut down, where they're just like, you know, they start like quoting scripture, like some Mayan prediction or whatever, I'm just going to stare at them. And then if my eyes blink vertically, I'm sorry, you caught me on a good day.
Yeah.
But also like.
The Disport is working.
I think what happened was she was like spiraling and the guy next to her was just looking at her and was like, fuck.
It was just the wrong day.
I have to sit for 4 hours or whatever, how long it is. So it's Dallas to Orlando, what, like 3.5, something like that?
Yeah.
So he's probably like, great. And then.
She's seeing whatever she's seeing or.
She's seeing whatever she's seeing. And then she stopped and he probably just looked at her and was like. Blah, 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 and she was like, it's true. It's true. You know.
What if we found out a guy actually did that?
Like, I would have done that.
We find out it's a comic who's like.
Blah, 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 yeah, I would have just like. Blah, 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 you know?
What was Tim Dillon doing in the back of that plane?
Oh, the back of the plane.
No, never. No. Not a chance.
We also don't want to know what Tim Dillon was doing in the back of that plane. Godspeed. This woman, she will also be on this season of Dancing with the Stars as well. So we have Lizard Lady and Ariana Maddox. You pick which one's which. So
on Valentine's Day 1929, a group of gangsters was massacred in a cold Chicago garage. The crime shook the country. And even though investigators had only just started looking for answers, everyone was sure they already knew who was behind the crime. Al Capone. Hi, I'm Jeremy Schwartz, host of the new true crime history podcast, American Criminal. We take you inside the minds of some of our most notorious felons and outlaws, exploring the dark side to the American dream. In our latest season, a child of Italian immigrants sets out to make good on the promises of that dream. But Al Capone's path to success doesn't take him down the straight and narrow. Instead, he transforms himself from a smarter-than-your-average thug into the most infamous criminal America has ever known. Listen to American Criminal Al Capone wherever you get your podcasts. Or to get early ad-free access to the entire season first, plus hundreds of other ad-free history podcast episodes, subscribe at IntoHistory.com.
So here's another one. Miss Benny, Miss Benny was on the show Fuller House, the reboot. Miss Benny is a queer actor who just recently came out as trans. And is in the hit show Glamorous on Netflix.
I know that show. It's a hit show. I've heard of it.
You haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it.
Okay. If you want like a good 2004 CW vibe.
Oh, I'm in. How have I not seen this?
It's The Devil Wears Prada meets makeup. With Kim Cattrall as like the Miranda Priestley.
So you're getting Samantha
as a makeup mogul. Yeah. It's kind of bad.
But I love good bad.
It's good bad. It's cute. Yeah. Episode one, I was like, I hate this. And then I saw episode two and I'm like, where will they go from here? You know. But Miss Benny plays the main actor in Glamorous, but was also on Fuller House. Which was the sequel reboot series that aired for 5 seasons with 75 episodes, which I was like, wow, really?
Wow, so, I didn't realize that many seasons.
I know, and yeah. So
good
recently, Miss Benny got on TikTok, and someone asked on TikTok, Fuller House, who was homophobic? Was it Candace? Because Miss Benny was like, oh yeah, there was somebody that I worked with who was homophobic. So Miss Benny,
of course it was.
Well, right. Miss Benny responded in a TikTok that included a hashtag Candace Cure in the video description, but did not verbally call her out by name. The actor said one of the Tanner sisters was very publicly not for the girls, which for many viewers meant either Bure, who played DJ Tanner Fuller, or Jody Sweetin, who played Stephanie Tanner, were homophobic. And I'm going to tell you right now.
I've met Jody.
Jody has been on this podcast.
Jody could not be she's the furthest thing from homophobic.
She is the furthest.
She's delightful.
She's the best. So Benny says, I remember I got sat down by the writers in the studio to basically warn me how this person allegedly was trying to get the character removed and not have a queer character on the show. Miss Benny said, adding that she was also warned and prepared that the Fuller House star's fan base might also target her. Ugh. Although Miss Benny never mentioned Bure by name, the accompanying hashtag led viewers to believe it was Candace who they were talking about.
The woman who started her own network to get away from gay Hallmark films is homophobic. I don't believe it.
So, of course, Candace comes out and says, I have never asked Miss Benny's character to be removed from Fuller House and did not ask the writers, producers, or studio executives to not have queer characters on the show. Fuller House has always welcomed a wide range of characters. I thought Miss Benny did a great job as Casey on the show. We didn't share any scenes together. Shocker. So we didn't get a chance to talk much while filming on set.
I wish
Miss Benny only the best.
We didn't share any. Also, like, the idea, I mean, I haven't seen the new Fuller House, so maybe it does have a diverse cast of characters. I'm thinking of Full House and being like, what, brunettes?
Yeah,
like,
no. But I mean, like Juan Pablo Depache, who was Kimmy Gibbler's husband. Yes, Kimmy Gibbler's husband. He was gay. He's gay in real life. So I'm just kind of like.
He was also maybe gay on the show. We don't know.
Well, right. We didn't really. Yeah. But
give us a dramatic plot.
I know. But I feel like that's just so, like, God. It's just so funny when you get these people who are just like, I'm a Christian and we accept everybody. And then, like, they're like, except for you.
Except.
Then they get called out on it. And then they're like, no, I wish them the best.
Jesus would have loved to hang out with gays.
It's, well, he did.
Yeah.
Like
who do you think did his hair?
Hung out with 12 disciples. He washed hookers' feet. He washed hookers, like, you know, he hung out with, like, prostitutes and.
It blows my mind I just agree with you so much when someone are like, it's all about love here. What do you? Oh.
Blows my mind.
It's a fucking
bummer. Yeah. So.
What happened to that family?
What, the Camerons?
The Camerons.
Oh, I know.
What was going on? Because Kirk Cameron was, like, the guy back in, like, what, 80s, 90s? And now he's a weirdo, too.
Uh-huh.
That's.
But it's like, you know what? Christmas movies, we need to keep them Christian.
It's Christmas.
It's.
For goodness sake.
Oh, and it is July, so it's Christmas in July. Hooray!
Yay!
All right, moving on. We have a couple more stories. This one's actually kind of shady for me because I think that everyone's jumping on this train right now. Blake Lively pulled a J-Lo and sold alcohol. J-Lo.
Like a brand.
Well, it's like everyone's coming out with their own, like, tequila. Liquor and shit. Yeah, Kendall, we had, like...
Oh, everyone's got one.
Everyone's got,
the
like,
Rock.
Casamigos. Yeah, The Rock. I'm trying to think. Kylie Minogue has a rosé, which apparently is, like, really good. It made, like, the top 10 rosés of summer, and I'm like, put on, put on!
Oh my God, yes.
I know. But yeah, everyone's like getting into the like celebrity booze trend. However, Blake Lively and J-Lo have both admitted to not drinking alcohol.
I hate this. I hate this so much. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Come out with a fun water, for fuck's sake. What are mm-hmm. you doing?
Well, Blake Lively recently announced that she was expanding her mixers line to have alcoholic beverages. So she had mixers. Now she's making alcoholic beverages, despite her not drinking alcohol. J-Lo, who also has a liquor company while being sober.
Ew.
So not everyone thinks this is a cool move. And J-Lo actually addressed it on the 4th of July. She said, you know, I don't drink to get shit-faced. I drink every now and then. I'll have like a drink.
Oh, so she's not like stone cold sober?
She's also pretending. She also says that she drinks like maybe a glass of champagne a year.
Sometimes I mix in a little bit of vodka with the placenta juice I'm chugging to stay youthful.
But we also think that Kim is going to be on board with Kim Kardashian is going to be doing this too, because there was this big white party and she had like 11 shots of something. And I was like, really, bitch, you had 11 shots?
11 shots.
Really?
And we didn't get a...
And, yeah. So they think that Kim's now going to get into the alcohol business. And I don't know. I just feel like stay in your lane.
Yeah. Stay in your lane. Do the things that you...
What would you make? If you had your own... line of something.
I used to actually want to make my own moonshine brand.
You should totally make your own moonshine.
I make
brand.
My own moonshine during like the holidays. I'll give you some.
Do you
Christmas.
Make it?
I make
out
like.
Of?
Well, it's I don't make. I don't have like a still in my house. I take like existing, like corn whiskey or like corn liquor. So like I take existing moonshine or like corn alcohol. I don't grain alcohol. I couldn't think of the word.
Uh-huh.
And I do like flavor stuff. So I like to
so
mix it.
Like,
I make it like an apple pie flavor.
Ooh.
And it's
so you like infuse it?
Yeah. And ooh. It's delicious and very sneaky. So I have to be like, this is a sipping drink because uh-huh. it's very tasty. It's one of those drinks where you're like, this can't be alcohol.
Oh, what
and
those?
Then you're like ripping the toilet seat off.
Yeah.
And you're like, hell
yeah.
I am.
Yeah, you're just grabbing basketball players in Vegas.
So a little problematic, but then it's like now I'm starting to like drink less and less. So I'm almost like, I think maybe I would go something like the liquid death route. Like I think it's embarrassing that people are like, I still need a cool can. But it's like, okay, what's a drink that could be nice to have at a party that isn't alcoholic, that's fun? Because the problem is, I think for a lot of sober people, like some people need to not be invited to the bar.
Absolutely.
But some people are like, no, I can still hang. I mm-hmm. just don't do anymore. Like like Nate, my boyfriend, he just quit drinking a year ago or the year and a half ago because he didn't like hangovers. His hangovers got worse. He's like, I'm done. But he can still like go out and hang and mm-hmm. he doesn't like make a big stink of it. But I know he gets annoyed when people are like, well, there's going to be alcohol. Is that okay? And he's like, I wasn't sucking dick in an alley for
Jack
Daniels.
Yeah, it's not
Daniels.
Like the moon comes out over the mountain. I'm like, ah!
I just get headaches. Yeah. I don't want to. I can still like go out and have fun. So I would love to like.
What happened? Oh, there was liquor at the bar.
Yeah. I mean, it's so annoying. His favorite bit is to just like randomly when I call him, he'll be like, I'm so wasted. And like. Pretend that he's like shit faced. I'm like, you're not.
Oh, Nate.
You're walking your dog and probably sending 8,000 emails.
Yeah.
But I don't know, something that could make like a drink that a bar would want to carry that could really pick up. Like, what if I could make the White Claw equivalent of a non alcoholic beverage that people would come and get so that people are like, oh, he's sober? Like, because people say that bartenders hate.
Could you do like a White Claw moonshine?
Oh, that would be.
Like
yeah.
Is there like a moonshine seltzer? Is
there
that weird?
Be. I mean, that's
that.
Highly alcoholic. But could
Fine.
You do... I want to do both. I want to have, like, the brand, and you can get it non-alcoholic or alcoholic.
Okay.
And it looks almost the same.
What would
in
you...
The
do
container.
You have a name for it? Look at us just shark tanking up here.
J.M. Shine. I don't
J.M.
know what
J.M. Shine. M. Shine. That's cute. I like that.
What would you make?
not gas medicine, apparently. I would make
heartburn.
Yeah,
medic.
I'd make Prilosec.
That looks like ecstasy.
Yeah. Mm. Am I rolling? Do I have gas problems?
Honestly, it would be funny to give like older people who still like to go clubbing kits like that. It's a non-alcoholic drink. It looks like ecstasy.
I'd make Molly for old people.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
It's just ibuprofen with a star on it.
I've always wanted to create my own like fragrance line. I've always wanted to do that.
Oh,
something like men's cologne. Something with men because men are terrible about taking care of themselves.
Yeah, they need something that doesn't make them feel less masculine to do.
Here's a little plug right now. Pretty Boy face moisturizer is the best. I mean, I'm telling you guys, go to prettyboy.com and get it. It's literally the best skincare I've ever put on. 6-in-1. I get out of the shower. I'll give Nate some. It's really good. And you just put it on and just, and like redness, everything gone, tight once a day.
Did they sponsor you?
No. I literally
get with it.
They send me product and I'm like, I will do my best to like get it out into the world.
They should give you like a code.
They're really good guys too. They make it here in Santa Monica. But like scents, I would do like either like a candle line, something like home or
like
smell or like a deodorant, something.
You know what during pandemic when I don't know what else everyone else was doing. I was manically coming up with business ideas and not following through on any of them. Mm-hmm. But I was like, I want to make mandals. Like mandals, man candles. Yeah. But have like good scents, but then also I was like.
Like leather
like,
chair.
This is bacon.
Yeah.
For your stupid fucking garage.
Absolutely.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm like, men don't do that shit.
Oh, they do.
Well, I mean.
They do. I try to help them, but
straight
like.
Straight men need, there needs to be.
There's a great soap line called Fucking Good Soap, FGS. And they sent me soap before. Like anything, anytime someone sends me something and I love it, like I'm in.
Shout it from the rooftops.
I'm in, yeah. FGS, they were sponsors here. We had like a kind of like a thing with them like early on in the podcast. And I just still hit him up and he like comes out with new like scents and stuff. And they're so good. And they make your skin feel so good. But yeah, so.
Does Queer Eye do subscription boxes? They should do that for like straight men. That it's just like
a suggestion box?
Or like, you know, like, okay, so you know FabFitFun or whatever? You'll see these influencers that are like, I got my monthly and it's got their stupid fucking products or whatever.
Is that for women?
I think it's for anybody, but I think it's targeted towards women.
Uh-huh.
There should be that for straight men to like, fucking care for themselves
anonymously.
Yeah, yeah. That it's like you could like, sign your husband up as like a gift.
Yeah, but there's a QR code that links you up to the husband, so they can be like, "Oh, my manhood, my pride."
It just comes in a box that says "porn." Just got my porn in the mail. It's not. Or it's like self-care.
A Jimmy Dean sausage can.
And inside there's just like really nice lotion.
Yeah. Very nice lotion. Like a pair of nail clippers.
It just says pickles, but it's like.
Yes. Yeah. You get some hair product. You get some beard oil.
Honestly, this is a great business idea.
I think so too. I think we're probably
going to Shark Tank.
We need to. I mean, my God, some of these guys out here, I'm just like, what are you doing? Jonah Hill.
Enough.
Sick. Sick. All right, we got a couple more. This one, let's get into some weird stories because.
Oh, God.
Yes.
What on earth is that?
I'm so glad you asked because I try
is
to find.
Is that from my latest pap smear?
This is, yes, this was from your gynecologist. You need to get that checked out. And this is actually a cry for help from your boyfriend.
You took this from my OnlyFans.
Yes, exactly. So a 55-year-old man went to the hospital after he said he had difficulty swallowing. So this guy said that he had a problem swallowing and found almost an entire octopus lodged inside of his throat. Yes, the 55-year-old man was admitted to the hospital after eating a meal that included the 8-limbed sea creature.
So he ate octopus.
So the unnamed patient told medics that he had started vomiting immediately after he ate the seafood dish.
Oh, I feel sick.
Health experts at the Tan Tock Seng Hospital in Singapore carried out a scan on the patient's esophagus, the muscular tube that connects the mouth to the stomach. Are you okay? You want some octopus? The bizarre images captured show the octopus complete with its suckers stuck 5 centimeters from the gastroesophageal junction where the esophagus and stomach meet. So, yeah, there it is. The team left no choice but to carry out the tomography scan. And their initial attempts at pushing or extracting the unusual mass were unsuccessful.
They were just poking it?
Yeah.
Get out of there!
And they tried to maneuver it past the mass into the stomach and retroflex. Doctors then used forceps to grasp the head
of
the octopus. The patient recovered quickly from the procedure and was discharged 2 days later. The medical team who shared the story said it was at the time that food blockages are one of the most common problems that encounter in their work or at the hospital.
Second most common thing,
but
by
also
the way, being...
chew your food.
Did he just, deep throat a full octopus? What was that?
I don't know. Is that what they do on July 4th in Singapore?
I mean, that...
Instead of hot dogs, they just...
An octopus eating contest?
Slaughter.
I mean, was it alive?
I don't think it was. If it was alive, you would have, been on the floor.
Yeah, no, that I mean, that
if
was...
If it was alive and it's just like, my dear sweet child, that's what I do. Ursula, what are you doing in my boyfriend's
Poor
throat?
Unfortunate. No, get those forceps off of me. I'm doing a musical performance. Don't touch me.
It had to have, he had to have been like, oh, this octopus. Oh. And then, the head got logged in the esophagus.
And he's like, what?
But I mean, I've seen those videos where people are like, I had to go to the doctor because I had a traffic cone up me.
Oh, yeah. No, I was going to say, one of the most common things in emergency rooms is things in butts, too. Is just any nurse I've
ever
met.
But the weirdest objects.
Yeah, that you're like, a Fabergé egg? what? It's...
Do you know who has one right now? Me.
Oh.
Fabergé egg. Right up in there.
Well, don't squeeze too hard. That is our retirement. That's going to fund our boxes. Fabergé man. Eggs. The Fabergé man.
I know. There's so many weird things. But a full octopus in the throat.
I mean, that's...
See, I read that article and I was like, holy shit. He was at the beach. And
swimming.
And got some salt water in his throat. And there was a small little octopus embryo.
Tiny. Yeah.
And it just started growing and growing. You always see that shit, too, where it's something...
Yeah, because I'm like, how big was it when he ate it?
I mean, it looked like it was big. Yeah.
But how big was this? It's like, I don't know what an esophagus actually looks like. Because that's like a...
It's like, it's your food tube.
So that had to be... I mean... Oh, come on! That is so unfortunate.
Poor unfortunate souls!
Oh, my God.
But also, fork and knife...
Yeah, just cut your food. Chew your food.
Fucking caveman.
Yeah, just chew.
God, just chew.
Oh, my God.
Make that a shirt. Just chew. and finally, here we have a story. This one's very interesting. So the smoky air, I will be going to Canada in a couple weeks.
Montreal.
For the Just for Laughs Festival.
Just for
it only took me 14 years to go.
Look at this fresh face of Montreal.
Yeah, right. Could you imagine? I tried out for fresh faces 10 years in a row.
Oh.
10 years in a row. And I gave up.
Oh, yeah, no, I...
Did you go? Have you ever been?
I've never been.
You've never been?
I've never been. And every time I audition, I have a really great conversation with whoever the booker is afterward. My God, great.
You're
going to love you.
They're going to love you, kid. I know. I had the same thing. I always got booted for some rando who was on Vine at the time or
Well, yeah, there's always the box checking of influencers. Yeah. And then it's who is the person's agent? Because I have plenty of friends that have gone that are very funny, but there's also, political, whatever. You just got to do what you got to do. And
I know. You just show up. It's
and
not
there's plenty of people who never went who are incredible.
Exactly.
So you just go, it's cool if you get to go. Congratulations, it's exciting. And if you don't, it's not the end of the world.
Yeah.
But it's great. I mean, I hear
but
it's
there's
a fun
also
time.
People who have gone who you're like, what?
Yeah. that person is a comedian. Who is that?
Yeah. Is that Carrot Top on a plane?
I'm young.
But yeah, so I'm excited. But however, there's been these crazy ass fires in Canada.
Bleeding over into New York.
Going into New York City. And I'm sorry. I don't mean to sound shallow or anything, but I was like,
that is so unfortunate.
That's just a Wednesday here in Los Angeles. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're the sky's apocalyptic. There's ash raining down, and we're like,
people are
all right. I guess we stay inside, Oh, God. And then you flick your cigarette and cause another fire.
Yeah, that's just so terrible.
But it is awful, and it's bad. So, New York's been polluted. There was all these images of just New York looking like
the end of days.
Los Angeles in October. Yeah.
Yeah.
And now, as if that wasn't enough, they have to now deal with clouds of bugs. That's right.
Yeah.
Winged aphids are now invading New York City. Now,
it's a plague.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. So, New York has been invaded by, in recent days, with plumes of flying insects that have become both a nuisance and a source of fascination. What are they? Where they come from? And will they ever go away? Another unwanted Canadian export. Ooh, harsh, AP.
No, I do think because Steph Tolev on our podcast Slobs told a story about every few years there's an influx in Canada of aphids. She told a story about jumping in a public pool.
No.
That was, and she, like, they snuck in at night, and she comes out, and she covered was, like, in aphids. Covered in them, like a fucking creature from the Black Lagoon, like, scary shit. So have fun in Montreal.
Oh, God. But what eats aphids? Aren't there, like, ladybugs? Ladybugs eat aphids.
Do they?
Or something. Something eats aphids. I'm sure
someone in Singapore will probably.
Probably. No shit, right? So they're coming all over the states and even in New York City. There's small pear-shaped insects that come in from a variety of colors, green, red, yellow. Okay, thanks.
it's just a rainbow of aphids.
Yeah, but I'm wondering, is this because of the fires or is this because
maybe they like flew
they're getting
from
smoked
the fire.
Out. Yeah, they're getting smoked out. They're flying in New York City.
And now they're just there on the subway, like, yeah, I'm living my dreams. I'm going to be on Broadway.
I'm going to go. I got cheap tickets to Wicked.
It's a matinee.
God. But also, like, it sounds very Cloverfield to me.
Yeah,
like, he's like, did you ever see Cloverfield?
No.
Oh, you should watch it. It's where the giant, like, Godzilla comes out in New York and they, like, follow it around like Blair Witch.
That's okay.
And you just see like creatures falling off.
I'm just scared of everything. If anything's crawling, if there's like moving legs, get me out of here.
Giant bugs, all of it. I went on a downward spiral of watching Australian bugs.
Oh, are they huge?
Woo!
Don't they have spiders that are like this?
Yeah, they're like that big. Yeah, and they just hang there. And then they tell people, like, if you get in your car, make sure you have your visor down. Don't put it up because they like to crawl up
in
there.
Hide behind the visor?
Because it keeps them cool. So when you're pulling the visor, imagine this. You're like late for work. You're already having a bad day. Your socks don't match. Your coffee's tasting like shit. You hate your partner. You get in your car. Like, have to go to your shitty job. And then you pull your visor down this fucking... Like, jumps down, and yeah, just...
God, no wonder everyone I've ever met from Australia is a maniac.
Then you have a spider in your throat. Living inside, you have to go to the doctor.
You're the old woman who lives in a shoe.
Yeah, then there's these two podcasters years down the road being like, just use a fork.
Just chew your spider.
You stupid person.
And you're just, they're just in their house afraid to go out now. And they're like, it wasn't a plan.
Beware, the aphids are raining. The aphids are raining down. They're like, oh.
There's a beard down to here.
You insane person. And then you're that woman on the plane being like, there's aphids. Aphids, I swear, all over the plane.
It's not real. And then we find out there actually was one lodged in her throat. It's a never-ending cycle.
It's all coming to terms.
Oh, yeah.
All
and Candace Cameron-Burr's like, get me off of this plane. I don't like this queer woman.
I didn't say gays. I said aphids.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Oh, yes, I unleashed them.
Let's keep her in Hollywood.
From my soul.
Oh, JMS, I love you so much.
Thank you
so much. That's short for Jessica Michelle Singleton. That's what everyone calls her JMS. Besides our show, the 19th at Cobbs, which you can get tickets at CobbsComedy.com. Where can people find you? Do you have any more dates you want to plug?
You can find me all over the internet at JMS Comedy. Check out my podcast, Ignorance is Blessed, and Slobs, and... my summer schedule is kind of light, so I'm staying here. I'm in town. I'll be at the Comedy Store. Come find me, you know, doing spots in town. I don't know why I'm doing this. Ever since I saw the picture of the octopus, I'm just becoming one. Yeah. I'll be in, like, Houston in October.
Oh, good.
You know.
It's a perfect time.
Great time. Can't wait to get taken out by a hurricane and cling to Joel Osteen's car as I wash away.
Oh, bring your moonshine, everyone. Yeah, you'll need it. Well, that concludes this week's episode. Again, please make sure to rate and review and subscribe. Make sure to check out the videos on YouTube. Go to my YouTube page, go to the Comedy Store's YouTube page, and you can watch all the episodes there. And as always, we'll see you next time next week on Just Saying. Take care. Bye.